Hi, I'm Matthew, and I play Lucas McElroy, the hick with a heart of gold.
I'm Sarah, and I play Theo White, the rocker who's chasing a shadow.
Hi, I'm Jen. I am playing Lorraine Rainey Taylor, and she's just a weirdo.
Hi, my name's Brett, and I play Spencer Palmer, the bookworm shutterbug who hunts for the unknown.
Henjum?
Yes.
He's disappointed us. That's a terrible name.
I just saw, like, the fucking Telltale Game thing. It's like, you know, Pastor Henjum didn't like that. Or he'll remember this, or whatever the fuck it used to say.
No, everybody disliked that.
Okay, so, I mean, I've been coming up here almost every Saturday, and I've gotten through, like, the first half of it, I think, completely perfectly. And I'm pretty certain I can get through the last half of it. Yeah, and if you do it in one try, you get to see the princess's boobs.
You do?
Yeah, everybody knows that.
But they wouldn't put that in a video game.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Yeah, they can totally put that in a video game.
Maybe if you get all the items.
As y'all are arguing about they can and can't put that in a video game, a kid walking by says, if you beat Metroid in a certain time, you get to see Samus in a bikini.
Well, I don't have... First off, Metroid's a guy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
and secondly,
boobs.
I don't have an NES. They're expensive.
It says, it's a girl, and she's got titties.
Metroid,
And it's a little pink thing. And then he walks away.
I think he's lying. Metroid's totally a guy.
That'd be really cool.
I thought Metroid was a robot.
No, Metroid... I mean, it looks like a robot, but he's a dude.
That'd be really cool, though, if, like, they were a girl.
Oh, that's ridiculous. They would never make a girl video game character.
Doesn't Metroid turn into, like, a ball?
Yeah, I think. That's what the commercial made it look like.
That's, like, I think only robots can do that.
Well,
yeah, because otherwise it'd squishy.
Maybe it kind of shunts all of her, extraneous components to... Maybe it kind of shunts all of the extraneous organic components to subspace.
I was just... That's the most nerdy way of saying lady parts is extraneous components.
Lucas is going to stare at Spencer for a good solid 30 seconds. And then he's just going to turn and walk towards the Dragon Lair arcade. Because none of that made any sense.
You have been dismissed. So you play... Well, you get to Dragon's Lair... there's already a line, and you see there's already a quarter on there. Yeah. What does that mean, Matt, for
our
listeners?
It means that whoever's playing, it's typically done in fighting games, first off. But it means that whoever is playing, once they run out of quarters or get done, then whoever's quarters on the arcade goes next.
Bold of them to assume that somebody won't just steal your quarter while it's up there, though.
Whoa, that would breach all arcade etiquette.
Yeah.
Yep. That meant that when whoever loses, you got next.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Oh. Well, this is a really hard game, so I'm sure they'll lose right away. So Lucas is going to camp out the Dragon's Lair.
Okay. Well, as soon as you say it's a really hard game, the person playing loses.
You psyched him out.
And they turn to skeleton. And
angry, disappointed skeleton.
They look at you like you jinxed them, and then they walk away.
You just gotta turn right there. Turning left takes you to the spike pit trap.
So then...
That was randomized.
At that particular scene.
So then the next person comes up and starts playing.
Do I know?
Not very well. It's somebody from school.
I immediately put my quarter as soon as whatever they are, picks up and throws it into the machine.
It's a blonde girl about Spencer's age. What did the rest of y'all do? She's taller than Spencer. She's hit puberty.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's taller.
Is anybody playing air hockey?
No one's playing air hockey. Boomhauer's playing air hockey.
Nobody ever plays air hockey.
It's just some tall, scrawny guy.
Rainey bounds over to the air hockey table and is like, who wants to play me in air hockey?
I will.
Theo does not seem enthused, but is willing to play.
We're going to play air hockey.
I mean, fucking sweet motherfucking air hockey. Yeah! Is that properly enthused?
Theo seems way too enthused now. There might be an ulterior motive behind this.
Sweet air hockey.
Is that
an appropriate level of enthusiasm? Yes. Okay.
Theo's like, I'll bet ya. Let's make this interesting. Loser has to be my new brother, Nate.
That's not how it works. What?
So what is Spence doing while everybody else is off playing?
He is waiting for Lucas to take over Dragon's Lair, because he doesn't think he's going to do it all in one go. He doesn't even think that he's going to be able to do it. But he'll be damned if he's not standing behind him shouting, left, left, no, up, left. Okay, get the key.
I got it. I can do this.
But we'll wait for Lucas's turn.
So as everyone's playing their games or waiting to play their games, there is the sound of a scream. Does anybody go investigate?
I'm waiting in line. I can't lose my spot.
Theo will probably like...
What the hell was that?
Stop. He's like craning his neck to look around.
Be right back.
While Rainey is distracted, Thea will knock his puck into her goal and then run off towards the scream.
Hey! You get back here!
I'll be right back. There's an open air hockey table. They already put the money in.
I was just about to do that joke where like two teenagers who just hang out there and wait for someone to leave in the middle of a game take over. So as you go, you see it looks like someone may be running out the back door, but you can't see them anymore, but you see the back door is like open. And you see a dropped backpack and what just looks like felt.
Like a square of felt?
No, like just...
A wad.
Like, yeah.
What is that?
Theo will run past all that and sort of open the door and look out it.
Outside the door, you don't see anyone. You hear footsteps running away, but you don't see anyone. They seem like they might have turned around a corner or something.
Theo's just going to be like, hey, and run. gonna get into some nonsense.
You don't see...
Rockstar, wait!
You don't see anyone until you run around to the front of the building and you just see parking lot, people pulling up, people leaving, and you see the pastor give you a dirty look.
I guess Theo will sort of lock eyes with him, do devil hordes again, and back into the way he came. Just to reassert.
You should moonwalk back if you can.
Roll to moonwalk. What will that be? Charm?
Obviously, it's going to be move.
Move.
You've got to be move.
Can I move like that?
Okay. Can you move like that?
All right. I got a 6.
All right. That's pretty good.
You need to get a 6.
I'll re-roll that one. That was interference.
You get a 6.
Yay.
You moonwalk successfully backwards.
The Satan's dance. The Satan's walk.
Spence, on that note...
Spence is going to kneel down and inspect the felt.
It seems to be almost like flesh-colored.
Do I recognize the color from any place, or am I able to trace this back to anything?
No, you recognize... you recognize that it looks like a felt that would be a Muppet.
I'm going to put that in my backpack.
Okay. It is successfully added to your inventory.
Yes. That I can access at any time?
Yes.
Cool.
Even when your backpack isn't there, strangely enough.
I love games.
Theo will enter the arcade again and just kind of is like, shrugs. What's in the bag? Because they left the bag.
I haven't looked yet. Was somebody just taken?
Theo shrugs. It's like, couldn't find him. I heard him run around the corner and I didn't see anything.
Rainey is going to start rummaging through the bag that was left behind.
In the bag that was left behind, there are some comic books.
Okay.
There's a big old roll of quarters that had yet to be opened.
Nice.
Yeah, so, you know, if you want to
steal some of those quarters.
Pocket.
Shouldn't have left their bag.
You do have a note from somebody that was passed between two students that is talking about how creepy Terry Woods is. And he's a student at the local school that you know. He likes to do ventriloquism.
What a weirdo.
Is he any good at it? Does he use sock puppets? Or does he
no, he has a ventriloquist doll. Sorry. Okay. And of course, you see a crumpled up flyer that the pastor had handed them, that the pastor's handing everyone outside.
Nothing else?
Nothing else. Well, you know. Tampons.
Tampons?
I guess if you want to be vulgar about
Rainy,
it.
Rainy goes, oh my god!
What are those?
And then she, like,
he wouldn't know.
With the intent that Theo and Spencer were gonna be like, what? And she was gonna throw the tampons at them. There's nothing in here.
Except these?
And quarters.
God, you weirdo.
Puts them in her pocket.
The tampons or the quarters?
The quarters.
Okay.
That is not a clue, by the way.
No.
One of the other things may be a clue, but tampons.
Clearly it's the quarters. Yeah. Whoever had these quarters was clearly expecting to do something with quarters, but what could it be?
Laundry.
There's like sirens going off right like, when you say that.
Like all of like the arcade noises. Yes.
Should we...
There's something in here about Terry Woods.
That weirdo? With the ventriloquism?
She holds up the note.
Was it Terry Woods' backpack?
Mm-mm. Terry Woods is a dude, right?
Terry Woods is a dude. And also, why would Terry Woods carry around a note that said he's a fucking weirdo?
No, unless
someone gave it to him.
No, unless he took that from someone and is carrying around tampons for some reason. I don't really want to think about.
We should call somebody.
Who?
I don't know, the police, right?
That's your solution to everything, Spence.
Nuh-uh.
I'm gonna go let the manager know.
I'll come too. Theo comes too.
I'm gonna go find Lucas.
Lucas, is currently, watching the girl do better than him at Dragon's Lair.
How dare she?
A girl?
Who dares?
She's gotten farther than you on one quarter than you ever have.
Well, that's fine. I can watch her and steal all of her tactics.
Well, and then at the right, Spencer comes along and tries to distract you.
At the very
He's
end
clearly against you.
Yeah, the princess is just about to show her boobs, and then he gets right in the way.
Right in your field of vision, my Spencer's face. Hey, Lucas! Hey, Lucas! What are you?
No! Ow! Ow!
I don't see what the big deal is. I have them, and then she walks off.
What's going on, Spencer?
Lucas, we think somebody was just taken, like it said in the paper.
Really? Just now?
Yeah, didn't you hear the scream?
I mean, I did, but it's an arcade. People scream a lot in the arcade.
Well, yeah. This time somebody had a good reason.
What makes you think someone got taken?
They left their backpack behind, and somebody ran out the back door. Theo couldn't catch them, though.
Well, I mean, that's not really good evidence. Couldn't the person who ran out the back door just left their backpack behind? Maybe they got caught shoplifting. They were trying to steal some of the prizes.
Well, maybe. They did leave this behind. And then Spence pulls out the chunk of flesh. Felt.
Spencer, buddy. This is the kind of thing I expect Rainy to give me.
No, he pulls out that bit of felt that he found.
This is felt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is still great evidence, but it is weird.
Yeah, I can't quite place it.
Hello, friends. My name is Jonah Jackson. I'm the Game Master on Quest Company Jr., an actual play RPG podcast that's fun for the whole family. You can join us for fun adventures in our series Guardians of Greenwood and Postcards from Pearl.
Are you talking about me?
Oh, hey, Pearl. Yeah, I was just about to tell them all about you.
I want to help. My name is Pearl. I'm 10 years old. I'm a super cool Pokemon trainer. My best friend is a seal named Seely.
Or?
I'm exploring the Kanoko region to become the very best like no one ever was.
Oh, yeah. Kanoko is a brand new region.
I'm making a lot of new friends, and I'm trying to take down Team Nasty.
Well, those guys are no good.
Yeah. They steal Pokemon and turn them into shadow Pokemon. What the heck?
Well, if there's anyone who can stop them.
It's a 10-year-old who was raised on a cruise ship.
Or.
Okay, Seely and I are going to go train. See you later.
Bye, Pearl. If you want to follow Pearl's adventures, check out Quest Company Jr. wherever you get your podcasts. Quest Company Jr. Fun at the table, fun for the family.
Hey listeners, it's Matthew again, as always. Thanks for tuning in. Have you ever wanted to meet one, or two, or four, or all of us? Well, if you're going to Dragon Con, you might have your wish granted, if you can find us among the 70-plus thousand attendees. We'll be at DCon this year. How will you spot us, you ask? Easy. We'll be wearing our new Metaphorical Walrus production t-shirts. It'll have our new logo on it, which will be premiered on the Twitter soon after this episode goes live, and we'll be dropping off business cards everywhere. Be sure to come say hi, give us a high five or a fist bump, or, if we agree to it, a hug. Follow our social media. We can be found on Twitter at MetaphoricalP, and on Facebook at Metaphorical Walrus Productions. You can reach out to us through email at metaphoricalwalrusproductions@gmail.com. And of course, we have a Patreon for all the fun behind-the-scenes clips at patreon.com/metaphoricalwalrusproductions. Back to the show.
Who does the backpack belong to?
We don't know.
They didn't write their name on it?
Their name on that note?
Well, Rainey's got it.
Not their full name, no.
Their first name?
Not their first, just initials.
Oh, okay.
What are the initials?
J.R.
I wonder who shot him.
Well, I mean, I guess that is kind of weird to leave this pile of felt here. Let's go take a look at the thing. I don't feel like playing Dragon's Lair anymore anyway. Take my quarter and I'm going to sulk away from the Dragon's Lair machine.
Another kid jumps in line and takes over.
Whatever.
Fuck him.
Should probably suck anyway.
Stupid kid in the Dragon's Lair. I bet it's awful. Let's go. I'm going to play the home port.
The blonde girl says, the home port sucks!
Okay.
It's always terrible. So I'm going to go over to where Rainy is and take a peek at this backpack.
Well, she's not near the backpack anymore.
Where the hell is the backpack?
Did she take it with her? Because I thought we were going to go talk to the manager.
We are going to go talk to the manager, but Rainey didn't think about taking the backpack.
Oh, I thought she took it
Theo,
too.
Theo will hold
she
the backpack.
She took the quarters.
And
then threw the tampons everywhere.
You're a menace.
The cops are going to come to the scene. Clearly, somebody had their first period, freaked out, and ran out the back door.
Yeah, because everyone knows that when you get your period, tampons just spontaneously appear around you.
You fling them in the air, scream, and run out.
Yeah, it's very convenient.
It's a very important ritual.
Thus are the mysteries of womanhood.
Oh my god.
Who threw all these tampons here?
Rainy.
She's weird. I'm gonna pick up some of the tampons.
They're still sealed.
Okay, I was about to say, they are still...
Yeah, she didn't open
them. And they're full of megalosorbency.
I don't think they would have had that many gimmicks on stuff back then.
It's got a cardboard applicator.
It's any wonder that
new.
These kids are actually talking about tampons, actually.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I figure they're a little too young to necessarily be embarrassed, but... Yeah.
That's why I just had Theo straight up not know what they are. It's not like he had a sister or anything.
Where'd Rainy go? And where's Theo?
Rainy went to talk to the manager. Theo is looking for Theo. I guess he went too.
All right, well, let's go find him.
Okay.
Somebody smart should take the backpack.
Yeah.
Well, Theo has it, so.
Oh, okay, there we go then.
So, in the...
he's kind of smart.
Y'all go to the manager's office.
She is smart. She just wasn't thinking about it.
You go to the manager's office, and you have a note.
And a backpack.
And a backpack. So, yeah, the door opens up, and there is a 20-year-old standing there and says, "What's up, little dudes?"
Hey, we think something just happened to somebody. There was, like, a scream, and, like, somebody ran out the back door, and they left their bag behind.
Theo walled up the bag.
Rainy points at Theo.
Replacing everybody's first letter with an L.
Yeah. We got Lainey, Leo, Lance, and Lucas.
And Rukus.
Oh my god.
The manager looks and takes the bag and looks inside and doesn't see very much other than the crumpled flyer from the pastor and says, "Okay, little dudes, I'll put this in the lost and found. Thanks."
Oh, wait. Did you ever see Nathan here?
Nathan?
Like, maybe a year ago? He's, he looks like, and Theo does a brief description of however Nate looks.
He looks at you and he says, "Oh, yeah, always late Nate."
What?
That's what we called him. He was always late to everything.
Well, late to what?
Hanging out. He always had something to do, or he'd never really tell us what, but whenever he came to hang out with us, he'd always be about 15 minutes late. Well, last time, I guess he was like a year late now.
Yeah.
You smell that same smell that you got at Munchies, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are clowns, too?
that distinctive clown stench.
Kinda.
Filthy clowns.
I mean, at
respect to our listeners who are clowns out there.
At y'all's age, that wouldn't be a surprise if that was y'all's logic.
Well, full disclosure, I would assume that Nate probably smoked plenty of weed and that Theo's, like, familiar with that. But that's about it.
Yes.
But anyway. When's the last time you saw him?
Oh,
we're supposed
man.
To see him.
Man, I don't know. About a year ago when he was supposed to come to a house party. We had just graduated. I had just graduated. Took me a while. But now look at me, manager. And then he pops up his collar and leaves it there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
80s style.
Assuming he didn't already have it there.
He put it down just so he could pop it up again.
Anything else?
No. He said he was going to stop by and do something and that he was going to be late, which is weird because he never used to tell us he was going to be late, but I don't know what was up with that. He was acting real weird. I mean, weird and usual. Like, there was this one time, you don't need to hear
that. Shut up. What about this? And Theo will pull out the newspaper and tap the article.
Oh, that's not us. We don't do anything. It's kids, you know, they just want to run away sometimes and they tell their parents they're coming here and then they just go somewhere else. I'm sure they'll be fine.
We're gonna hang on to the bag for a little while, in case we run into the person it belongs to.
No, that's not how lost and found works, sweetheart, but thank you for that.
Turning it into the lost and found, we were trying to let you know that somebody went missing in your vicinity here.
So, someone is not here, and they own this bag, and it's not yours.
Yeah.
So then, that is how lost and found works. And he kind of yanks it away from y'all with 20-year-old strength.
Oh, God, he's like a god!
You're a jerk.
You're a kid. Now go play before I have you banned. and he holds up his Polaroid camera threateningly.
Rainy turns around and walks away.
He looks at you and he says, "Hey, have you ever seen Nate? Tell him that, well, never mind."
Theo's just mean mugging him. As soon as he has his back turned or closes the door, Theo will flip him off.
When it's safe.
He had a camera.
I know.
Everyone knows that when you take pictures, it's forever.
So right? Now all y'all have is quarters and a note.
I have tampons.
And Lucas has tampons, just in case.
And we have some felt.
Oh, and felt.
And we know that the initials on the bag, though, at least were JR.
Mm-hmm. This sounds like the beginning of a MacGyver episode.
Yeah. Rainey will go back to wherever they left Spencer.
We'll try and find the others, yeah.
You find each other.
And we make those noises.
You find each other near the Dragon's Lair machine.
It all comes back to Dragon's Lair.
The manager's a real shithole.
That's kind of harsh.
Chilla's grumpy.
What happened?
He just acted like it wasn't a big deal. Like, kids tell their parents they're going to run away, but don't tell their parents they're going to run away. They're going to go to the arcade, but they're really going to run away. I don't know that.
Everyone.
But, like,
that.
Somebody didn't just scream here in the arcade and wasn't a concern. And he took the backpack. He acted like we were turning it into Lost and Found. I told him that was not what we were going to do, and then he just took it from us.
To punctuate that statement, a child wins a jackpot on skee ball and screams.
I know, but, like, Brady's mad about it.
I know. I just wanted that humor in there.
Well, did you get the evidence out of it?
Not what we already have.
Well, it said JR on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so who in our class has those initials?
And has tampons.
There's plenty of people that have tampons in our class.
And the initials JR?
Mm-hmm. Yes. What, do you guys just talk about who gets their period?
Is that what it is?
Look at Theo.
I mean, that's what it is.
Good save, Theo.
Are there any other initials on that note?
You know what? Yes, there are. And
I'm glad they initialed their note.
Yes. That would be BK. So you have JR, BK, and Terry Woods. Who do you go after next?
What exactly did the note say about Terry? Just that he was strange?
There was
gossiping.
What?
Is it basically just gossip?
It's basically just what a weirdo. I can't believe he asked me to go catch fireflies with him on a date.
Aww.
This chick's not worth it.
it's so creepy how he makes his little puppets talk and. They're his only friends and things like that. Just general mean things about puppet kids.
So, we need to find out who Terry Woods asked out.
Okay. So is there a role I can make to recall the students?
Yeah, role history.
Might have those initials.
I think that would just be lead.
Oh, yeah, because that's leads you have.
Yeah, it's not like leading other people. Which
No, that's a contact.
Oh, contact, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
of.
That's a contact you have.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no.
Nope.
Nope. Spencer doesn't, because Spencer's a bookworm and doesn't talk to girls except for Rainy.
Hmm. And she barely counts.
Spencer talks to anyone.
What?
I said Spencer talks to anybody.
Girls don't talk to Spencer. Is that better?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's not that I don't talk to them. I'm cool with it. They're the ones who are weird.
I'm not afraid of them. They just are intimidated by me.
my manly visage.
That sounds entirely like something your mom told you.
It does.
I guess I'll roll.
Yeah,
I got a 5 in heart, but 0 in contact.
Oh, well, Theo, being so cool with his fully functional eyebrows.
Lording them over everyone else?
I mean, they're not that functional. I don't know.
Theo knows that the BK is... There's only one BK in the class. Bernice King.
Yeah, it's Bernice. Bernice King.
The daughter of the mayor.
The mayor's daughter.
Well, you know the mayor's daughter?
I mean, she's in her class.
Oh, yeah, but does she talk to people?
I mean, she mostly talks to other cool girls and cool guys. Yeah. Is Theo cool enough? Maybe. But since Theo started hanging out with y'all, less so.
Ouch. For you.
Yeah.
And it's most likely her friend... While there are multiple girls in the class with the initials JR, it's most likely her friend Jacqueline Romero. Mm.
Yeah, Bernice, and she has a friend. There's a lot of JRs, but I think Jacqueline Romero. That one, maybe, a good place to start. They're pretty close.
Okay, so that's who we're looking for.
So you've got Jacqueline Romero, Bernice King, and Terry Woods. Who are we going to go with?